This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is breaking her silence on the Supreme Court's health care ruling. The Democrat told supporters today at a party campaign office in St. Charles that she stands firm in her support of President Obama's Affordable Care Act. She also says the solutions for fixing health care offered by her Republican opponents would be a burden to seniors.
They want the federal government to give seniors a certain amount of money, and then seniors are on their own to go into the private insurance market, find an insurance policy they can afford. They want seniors to be arm wrestling insurance bureaucrats for their health care.
U.S. Representative Todd Akin, former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman, and St. Louis businessman John Bruner are running in the Republican primary for a chance to unseat McCaskill this November. Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation that could provide relief for state employees working long hours at high-security mental health facilities. The legislation signed today would prohibit employees from being required to work more than 12 hours in a 24-hour period unless the Department of Mental Health declares an emergency workforce shortage. It would apply to the Fulton State Hospital and the Sexual Offender Rehabilitation and Treatment Program in Farmington. The sponsor of the bill says employees at the Fulton Hospital are frequently forced to work double shifts because of staff shortages, putting tired workers in a dangerous situation. The new limits would begin in July 2013. A former Missouri governor plans to ask for probation when he's sentenced Monday in federal court for misusing money involved in illegal political donations. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Roger Wilson's attorney has filed the sentencing memo with the request to avoid jail time. Wilson pleaded guilty in April to misdemeanor campaign finance fraud for improperly steering $8,000 to the state Democratic Party while he was an insurance company president. He was Missouri's governor for 3 months after the death of Governor Mel Carnahan. A St. Louis law firm donated $5,000 to the state Democratic Party but hid the cost in legal bills submitted to the insurance company when Wilson was in charge. Wilson used his own money to hide an additional $3,000 donation from the law firm. Missouri expects to save about $44 million this year by refinancing some of its debt at lower interest rates. Two separate boards of state officials gave preliminary authorization this week to the bond refinancing. The action had been anticipated for some time. Governor Jay Nixon had proposed to refinance more than $500 million of bonds as part of the budget plan he outlined in January. Lawmakers also had calculated the savings into the budget for the 2013 fiscal year that began this past Sunday. Missouri insurance regulators say Aflac Incorporated has agreed to pay $1.6 million in fines to three states to settle allegations about its business practices. The Missouri Insurance Department said today that Aflac will pay $700,000 to the state, an additional $700,000 to Minnesota, and $200,000 to Idaho. The settlement comes after a market conduct examination that included a review of insurance policy sales, advertising by agents, and incentives given to agents selling Aflac policies. Authorities blame improper wiring for the deaths of two mid-Missouri children in the Lake of the Ozarks. 13-year-old Alexandra Anderson and her 8-year-old brother Braden of Ashland were swimming near a private dock when electricity traveled into the water yesterday around noon. Sergeant Paul Reich of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says there was no ground fault interrupter to monitor the current and trip the electricity if there was a problem. He says the electricity could have come from several sources, including a boat lift or a pump used to power a water slide. Adults pulled the children from the water and performed CPR until medical crews arrived, but the children were pronounced dead at a hospital. Reinch says the results from an autopsy the two children performed today could be released by tomorrow. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.